Sir, would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Me?
Yes, sir.
My name is Michael Neil Feldner, 092931.
Mr. Feldner, your appearance with Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for the one allegation on your warrant, and this is a revocation hearing, and based on information that I see, you was notified of this hearing back on March the 27th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Is that my warrant?
No, the notification was what you signed saying that the hearing would be held today.
Yes, sir, then I did receive that.
And on there, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you, but we don't see one in the room. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
As you can see, there are three board members participating in the hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Carruthers, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead, and I'm your board chair. We also have in the room gentlemen that you should be able to see now, and that is the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of today. Now, Mr. Westman, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm it? Sir, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm, sir?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. You show one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 4812 South Avondale Boulevard in Tulsa, Arizona, on about February 3rd, 2019, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The whereabouts was unknown, thus she was in the struggle from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, it's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission, I move to find that Mr. Wilkbar made the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Carruthers. At this time, sir, we are going into phase two of the hearing, which is very important, because after we talk to you in the board, we make a determination whether to revoke your supervision or to continue your supervision. So we're going to ask that you remain quiet at this point. We're going to begin by receiving some background information from the Department of Correction. Once we get that information, we're going to come back and talk with you and go from there, sir. So at this time,
yes.
Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information, sir?
Mr. Feldner was released from the Department of Corrections on December 13, 2018. He was arrested February 27, 2018 by Mesa PD for criminal charges. He was back in DOC custody on February 27, 2019, with an adjusted community supervision ending of September 7, 2019, 24 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. Prior convictions, 1992, escape third degree, 1 year. 1993, dangerous drug violation, 7 years. 1993, robbery, 2 counts, each for 4 years. 1999, armed robbery, 13 and a half years. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 4-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he was a validated member of the Aryan Brotherhood security threat group, and he debriefed in March 2012. His prior term of supervision in 2011, TIS release, arrested on check violation, reinstated by the BOEC, arrested on current offense, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations that are significant with drugs, threats, violence, and weapons noted. There's no other arrest on record. His community risk score is a G6B7.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Westbury. Mr. Wagner, we take note that when you were released, you were to reside with your sponsor, your friend, Mike Hudson, over in Towson, Arizona. How long did you reside there, that residence, sir?
I was living there up until the last 24 or 25 days of my time on the streets.
And that's where you absconded, sir?
I was asked to leave. I was asked to leave by my cousin because the land that he lived on, he lived in a trailer, and the land that he lived on was not his. It was his friend's, and I guess there just it became a problem by the owner of the land that myself and Mike were there, at least that I was there. I can't speak for Mr. Hudson, but it became a problem that I was there. So Mr. Hudson asked me to leave, and so I panicked. I didn't know what to do. I had no place to go. I was literally riding on my bike. I know I should have called my PO. I regret it. But I just didn't know what to do. I was homeless for the first time in my life, and I just didn't know what to do, and I had no excuse for it.
So although you were homeless, so where did you stay? I know you stayed on the streets, but in a particular place, or you just wandered from one place to another? What were you doing, sir?
I stayed at a friend of mine's house for 2 days, and I was fine up until the day that I got locked up. I was rearrested. I was trying to get into a place called the East Valley Men's Center, and I wasn't in contact with my PO. I panicked, and I didn't know what to do. I have a new child on the way, and I didn't want to get locked up for it without being able to see my baby born. And I was trying to get into the East Valley Men's Center. I was in contact with the lady there every single day, trying to get in there, hoping that if I got in, my PO would allow me to stay out. But I have no excuse. I went about it wrong.
Okay. Well, you said it twice, but why didn't you attempt to contact your PO? You just didn't think of that, sir?
No. The first 3 days after I was asked to leave Mr. Hudson's house, I didn't notify my PO right away. I knew that I had to notify my PO immediately upon police contact, but it slipped my mind that in my conditions of release, I didn't realize that it said that I must notify her immediately upon moving. I thought that, I could give it a day or so because it was the weekend. It was a Friday when he asked me to leave, or a Saturday, I take that back. And he called me on a Tuesday or a Wednesday the following week and told me that my Miss Avery was wanting to know why I had not contacted her. And that's when I panicked because she asked me to come in, and I panicked.
Okay.
And,
let me ask, you did not, I don't believe this, a couple of times you did not submit a UA, and then in January of this year you were positive for amphetamine. Did you use any other drugs aside from that amphetamine, sir, while you were out?
Just marijuana. That was it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Did you have a marijuana card, sir?
No, sir. Absolutely not. I was in the process of doing it.
Okay. Let me just ask one other question, sir. Whether this board decides to let you out today or you get out in September, where do you plan to reside? Because you were just hanging out on the streets. You was homeless when you came back in.
Yes,
so what do you plan to do, sir?
I plan on going to the Mesa House. It's a halfway house in Mesa, Arizona, right after, right next to the Mormon Temple on Main Street.
Okay. And my final question is, what were you doing when the Mesa Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was waiting to get my girlfriend some stuff at the store that she had asked me for.
Okay. And they just rolled up. Were you doing anything? Jaywalking or on your bicycle and you never lied? Were you doing anything? You just stopped?
I was on my bike, and the light on the back of my bike had died out, and I didn't realize it, and that's why they turned me over.
Okay, sir. Okay, at this time, sir, I'm going to yield to other board members to see if they might have any questions for you, sir. I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time, but this is your hearing. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board today without repeating yourself, sir? Before the board goes into discussion and makes a decision.
If you don't mind, I just like to prepared statement. It's just very brief.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead. We're at your willing pleasure, sir.
Okay, thank you. I thank you guys for allowing me to speak today, man. And I was hoping that some family members and my mentor and my sponsor from AA and NA would be here, but I don't know if they were able to make it on time. Anyway, it says, I'd like to apologize to my family and parole officer, Miss Avery, for letting them down. I promise I will continue to be better myself, and I will keep this right. I believe that it's a process that I must go through in order to become a better person. For 20 years, I learned how to be a bad man, a drug addict, and a selfish person. It's my belief that those things must be unlearned, which I believe I've begun to do. In 2012, I renounced from the prison gang I was associated with and begun to use that as a stepping stone to change my life. I was out for 3 years, but unfortunately in 2015, I came back. I didn't expect a 360-degree turnaround, but I knew I could change my life in stages, which I've done. I've eradicated any and all connections with my gang life. I no longer commit crimes against people or property. In fact, the only criminal act I commit is a crime against my own self and the ones who love me. I am an addict, and I hate that I am not yet strong enough to fight these demons. I say not yet because I know that I'm close to beating this. For the first time in my life, I've been able to admit to myself that I am powerless against my addiction, which is why I attended Narcotics Anonymous and have a sponsor. His name is Richard. I was hoping he would be here. He's walking me through the 12 steps to this very day, and continuing support of my AA family and my beautiful wife and unborn child, I know I overcome my addiction. My mother, and just from the heart, my mother is very elderly, and I know I should have thought of this before I moved without permission, sir, but she's got progressive chronic COPD, and it would kill me if she passed away, God forbid, while I'm in here. She alone, and more than any other reasons why I'm beginning to change what I've learned to over my last 20 years of this stupid life that I've been living, she alone is the reason why I want to change. And my mom deserves to have her son that she raised. She raised me to be a better man than what I was, and I'm trying. And, you know, I know I'm going to get it right. This is the last obstacle that I have, is my addiction, and I'm working on it. I sought out treatment on my own out there. I was going to AA and NA, and I had a sponsor, and it was a relapse. You know, I know that it's a demon, and I'm fighting it. But I know that I'm strong enough, because if I'm strong enough to leave a prison gang who, you know, wants my life, I can do this. So that's it. So I appreciate you guys' time.
Thank you so much for that wonderful statement, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. I think you've been before the board before, but we operate under the open meeting laws. We want you to stay on the phone so that you can hear everything that we say. We don't go behind closed doors to make to have our discussion or to make a decision. We do everything in public. So now the board is in discussion. I find Mr. Felmer is a very interesting gentleman. I believe he's about 45 years of age, be 46 shortly, and he is beginning to find his way. He's not quite done there yet. I think that some things just didn't go right when he was out, probably with the land that he and his sponsor was on, and he ended up having to leave there, and somehow he did not immediately contact P.O. Avery, and so he was just ended up out there, and now he has a baby coming, and we hope that he will be a good father. And as he said, that he's now taking N.A., and I believe he said that he had, I mean A.A., I believe he said he had a sponsor. We hope all those things will work in his favor. But I think inasmuch as he did expand for those 14 days, and inasmuch as it just didn't quite work, but he's getting there. And I said this kind of be encouraging. But at this particular moment, I think it would be best for him to complete it. And when he gets out in September, go out with a program and go to that program in Mesa and be successful. But that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, then based upon information contained in warrant number 2019-W0420, testimony coming from the Department of Corrections as well as testimony coming from Mr. Fulmer, I'm going to move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had, or maybe he lapsed into criminal ways of company. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion for myself to revoke, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Karani. Sir, not as a negative, but the board has revoked your supervision. However, you are scheduled to be released according to information we have on September the 7th of this year. At that time, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You'll be on your own. We wish you the best, and we hope to never see you in on again. Good luck, sir, and the hearing is over.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.